You can just rest back and focus on your breath. You can lay back however is comfortable for you. Knees bent, legs straight. And as you inhale, feel the belly rise. Slowly take it in, like you're drinking it in. And as you exhale, allow the exhale to move out fully. So there's no rush, not even in your breath. Hear the sound of your breath as you take another deep breath in, very soft, quiet, and subtle, filling up the belly. As you exhale, feel that smooth, expansive awareness, allowing the breath to move out. And on the next inhale, take it up from the belly up into the ribs, the bottom of the ribs, the middle, the top. Exhaling, belly, bottom of the ribs, middle and top. Taking another deep breath in, filling up from the belly, the ribs to the top of the chest. So going all the way up underneath your collarbones. And as you exhale, let the breath fade away slowly, like you don't want to let it all go. Nice and slow, unrushed. Unimpressed with how much air you can get in. Just slow, smooth breathing. Belly, ribs, and chest. Exhaling. Belly, ribs, and chest. Allow the chest to stay buoyant, even as at the very end of that breath. As you lay back, you can feel the heel bones, feel the back of the hands into the earth, or maybe they're at your belly. Feel the thighs heavy. Feel the belly relaxed. And even all the organs relaxed. And just stay with this slow, deep, easy breath as we move through our hamstring practice. Perfect for running or if you bike a lot. Moving deep into the belly of our hamstrings today. So really allowing there to be some spaciousness. Taking our time as we do move through our practice. So from on your back, go ahead and just roll off to your side. Take your time to come up onto all fours. And just bring your hands under your shoulders and your knees will be under your hips. There you go. And then we'll just start to wake up the spine. So with an inhale, gently soften the belly towards the earth, keeping a slight tail, the tail slightly under so you don't let it collapse completely. Looking up, pull the heart through, and then exhale, round and hunch, taking your navel up and back, rounding your back, arms stay straight, squeeze the triceps, inhale, pull the heart through, belly softens, look up, again, just keeping the tail under slightly, and then exhale, round and hunch. So if you're a runner, this is so good to keep, now flow with the breath, inhale, pull the heart through. And then exhale. When you're ready, just round and hunch. And just keep following your own breath. Everybody in the room will be different now. So just take your time. And we're just lubricating the spine. So good if you're a runner to, as we're decompressing the discs, creating more space. So just letting the spine feel fluid, moving like a cat. So if you were a cat, how would you move here? So nobody's watching you, nobody's looking. How would you move if you were a cat? So moving the spine in a little differently now. Just embodying that grace and that cat-like energy. And you start to feel your body waking up. And giving your body permission to move freely. Without judging yourself or worrying about being judged, just giving your body the time and space to move. Good, and then just pause at the center. So turning your back toes under, we're going to sit back onto the heels slightly and start to lift the knees about 6 inches or so and bring your chest right towards your thighs. And we're not going to worry about getting the legs straight so much today. Really going to focus on getting into the belly of the hamstring. So rather than the backs of the knees and the beneath the sits bones, we're just going to really work into the hamstring. So keeping the knees bent, just keep lengthening the spine, spread your fingers nice and wide, squeeze the triceps, imagine the inner thigh spinning inward slightly so you can't see your heels, good, and then slowly start to straighten the legs, they won't go straight totally, keep the knees slightly bent, please, just really focus on being gentle, so we really get into the hamstring, so it's not about getting this perfect A. Here, really focus on feeling this right, the belly. You see this right here. This is where we're going. You feel it? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Spread the fingers nice and wide. Plant the hands and really press down through the inner thumb bones. So that'll help to rotate the inner arms, the lower arms, inward slightly as well. Good. And then go ahead and look up at your hands. We'll step the right foot up between the hands. And then lower the left knee to the earth and just stay in a low lunge. So we're going to stay nice and low. Keep your fingertips to the earth and just let the back of the neck be soft and easy. And allow the left thigh to soften towards the earth. So you're going to just move imagine the left hip could move towards the right heel. So sinking in. Good. So do you feel a stretch in your hip flexor and quad? Right here and here. Good. Okay. Now you can point the toe straight back or turn your back toe under and push through the ball of the big toe. So you might get more, a little deeper if you push into the ball of the big toe. Play with it and just see what feels good to you. So through this entire practice, core is strong. So cinch in around the waist, keeping your spine supported. And breathe here. And then what we're going to do is just slowly walk the hands back and start to sit towards the left heel. You're not going to sit on the left heel. You're just going to kind of move the right leg forward slightly, but the knee's going to stay bent. Okay, so we're not going to worry about getting the leg straight, toes up, knees bent, and then gently fold so your belly starts to move towards that thigh. So again, it's going to be really a focus is on bent knee so you get into the belly of the hamstring. If you straighten the leg, sometimes you get more into the back of the knee. So we're really going to avoid that because that doesn't stretch. That's just tendons here. Toes up. As much as you can, you get more of a stretch. There you go. Good. Is everybody getting a stretch in the belly of the hamstring? Not your belly. Right here. Good. I know. Right? Yes. Yes. So less under the butt cheek, more here. Okay. This is where we're focused. Yeah. You got it, Shannon. Oh, I just love these. These are so pretty. Breathe it out here. Keep pulling the heart forward. And just thank your body for showing up here tonight. Just keep moving into that constant state of gratitude for each breath. Allowing your body to open up to receive more energy, more vitality. Good. And then slowly set that, walk the hands forward again, lower the left thigh back into the lunge. So the left thigh sinks to the earth, you're back into the low lunge. And this time, we're going to just stay here for a moment and imagine your front knee, make sure it's right over your front heel. So you might need to back it up. There you go. Good. So turn your back toes under on the back foot, and we're going to launch the left foot up to meet the right for a very, very bent knee forward fold. So again, try to get your belly on your thighs. Yeah, bend it enough to do that. Yes. Now imagine pressing into the ball of the big toe. Good, and spin the inner thighs back. And even take your thumbs and press into the bottom of the big toe, right where the toe grows out. There you go. Good, perfect. And then imagine your sits bones were lifting a little higher, and the legs maybe start to get a little straighter, but the connection of the belly and the thigh doesn't stop. Imagine you could spin the inner thighs in slightly. You'll get more. There you go. Let your head hang. Yeah, so relax. Allow your body to receive. Relax. Good, and then take your hands to the earth or shins and lift your heart to a flat back. Pull the heart forward. Exhale, forward fold, bent knees. And then inhale, come all the way up to standing, big reach overhead, big inhale. And then exhale, hands to your heart. Good. And again, inhale, take your time, come all the way up, arms reach overhead. Exhale, swan dive down, forward fold, bend the knees. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Exhale again, forward fold. From here, let's just step the right foot back, lower the right knee to the earth for the low lunge on this side. Keeping your fingertips on the ground, pull the heart forward. And again, you can point your back foot straight back or push into the ball of the big toe, and maybe you'll get more of a stretch. Good. And again, a reminder, the front knee is over the front heel. So you might have to walk the back knee further back or walk the front foot further forward, whatever it is, finding that balance. Keep. Now imagine the right thigh softening. Opening to the earth, feel the pelvic, the front hip bone moving towards the left heel, and cinch in around the waist. All right, and then we'll slowly sit back towards the right heel. You're not going to sit on the heel. You're just going to straighten the front leg at first. Just kind of wiggle it forward maybe. But keep the knee bent now. Bend the knee. So again, we're not going to straighten it. We're going to bend the knee so the belly can rest on the thigh. As much as that takes, toes up. There you go. And then feel, imagine if you were going to work towards straightening it, you're going to lengthen the left hip back. Okay, and then you can work up by keep the thigh and belly connection. Yeah. There you go. Is everybody feeling that in the belly of the, toes up. So, yeah, for our runners, so wonderful to create this balance in the body. After running, you've had the thousands of footsteps that pound. So, yeah, this is great. Keeping the balance. What a wonderful marriage. Yoga and running, or biking, this is good. Gently walk it forward, revisiting the low lunge, pull the heart forward. Push into the ball of the back big toe. Front knee is over front heel. Tail is down. So if you take your tail down slightly and pull the heart forward, you might move deeper into the right hip flexor. And we're going to get into the IT bands and outer hips. So we'll move the whole hip and hamstring too. bring both hands to the earth. And what we're going to do is step the right foot up to meet the left, back into soft forward fold, nose towards your knees, but knees bent. So the idea is not to worry about straight legs, not to focus on that. If your legs straighten with your belly still on your thighs, fabulous, but stay there and breathe. Yeah, you can even wrap your arms around your legs. Give yourself a big hug. How good does that feel? How often does your body get hugged by you? Another great way to thank your body. So what if you just talk to the energy of the body and just ask all its barriers to start to dissolve? What would create more ease in this moment? Bring both hands to the earth, and we're going to step it right into plank position. Shoulders right over the wrists. Pull the heart forward. Good. And from here, lift the right leg. Hold it and keep pulling the heart forward. Yeah, you can be on your forearms. That's fine. Good. Keep pulling the heart forward. Good. Core strong. Cinch in around the waist. And then switch. Left leg. Lift. Pull the heart forward. And try to keep your shoulders right over your wrists. You got it. No high knees. There you go. No saggy bellies. Set that left foot down. Lift the right leg again. And then take the right knee towards the left elbow. So across, working the obliques. And pull it in as close as you can. Without rounding. There you go. Switch. Lift the left leg. And bring it towards the right elbow. Bent knee. Pull it across. And breathe. Good. And release. And then lower to the earth. Bend the elbows. Find the earth. And when you find the earth, point your toes straight back. Squeeze your thighs. Maybe zipper the legs together if you can. And just reach your hands back behind you. And interlace the fingers. Lengthen the knuckles away. Good. And then with an inhale, lift your heart and lift your legs. Maybe the hands will lift off the back, possibly, and breathe. So as a runner or cyclist, many times we're hunched forward, so we're going to reverse that. We're going to do the opposite. We're going to counter that by lifting and opening the front of the body. Feel that work, the shoulders. You guys doing okay? Good. Press the belly. Press your core into the earth. Use those abs. And then relax. Take your hands alongside your chest. Press the palms flat, elbows in. So, and then take the heads of the shoulders back, and then lift your heart, just your heart. Your belly's going to stay on the ground. Stay low. And then exhale down. On the next inhale, lift again. Maybe the belly button comes off the ground this time. Elbows stay in. Heads of the shoulders way back and down. Back and down. Lift your heart. And lower. Inhale one more time. Maybe the low belly or pubic bone, or maybe you launch to the tops of the feet for upward facing dog. Point your toes straight back, legs launch, lift your heart. Good, and slowly lower to the earth. On the next one, just pick up and back right into down dog. There you go. And again, bent knee down dog. Don't forget the bent knee. And then looking up at your hands, step your right foot right up between your hands. Lower your left knee to the earth, and we're going to stand on the left knee. And it's underneath the left knee, so you can even roll your mat over, maybe that might be helpful. But the knee is right under your hip, because we're going to get into the outer hip here in the IT band. Good. So keep your right hand at your right thigh, and just reach your left arm straight up to the sky like someone has you by the wrist. Good. And lengthen that side. And then we'll gently stretch to the right. And just keep the tail down to get dig deeper into that IT band. Tail down. So scoop it under. Pull the lower belly in. Cinch in around the waist. Get longer. And breathe. And then slowly come back to the top. Just reach your right hand or left hand straight to the top. And then bring your right arm up to the sky as well. Take your right hand, grab your left wrist. Good. And we're gently going to tug it back to the right. So staying into the tail down. Good. And again, you're under the kneecap as much as you can so you don't feel any tension on the knee. Keep scooping the tail down. Cinching around the waist. Lift up and out. So you should feel a stretch in the outer left hip. Is everybody getting that? Outer left hip. The more you take the tail under, the more you get that. Awesome. Come back to the top. Awesome. And release. Both hands to the top of the mat here for a moment. Good. And then we'll go ahead and just step the left foot up to meet the right and just take a little forward fold to relax. Bent knee, forward fold. And then we'll step the right foot back, lower the right knee to the earth. So we'll go ahead and move to the other side. Yeah, and roll up your mat as much as you need to. You can use a cushion, towel. But if you can get to underneath the kneecap where you're standing on your knee, that's perfect. Back toes can be turned under if you feel more stable, or straight back. Left hand stays at the left thigh. Reach your right arm to the sky. Good. So as if you're just getting as long as you can on the right side. Now take and scoop your tail under. So pelvic tilt, tail down, lower belly in. Pick up the lower belly to the heart, and then we'll stretch over to the left. So you should feel this long stretch all the way to the outer hip. So breathe here. So we're getting into that outer hip and the lateral. The top of the IT band, wrapping around, keep breathing. And then slowly come back just to reach the right arm to the sky. Take your left hand, clasp your right wrist, and then we'll add another one more time over to the left. Not really pulling on the wrist, but just lengthening, maybe even squeezing your arm straight if you want to make it harder. Good. And then we'll slowly come up and gently release both hands to the top of the mat. And let's step it into plank position. And then from there, just you can go to child's pose, down dog, or if you're not tired, bend the elbows, lower down, chaturanga. Find the earth, inhale, cobra. And then exhale back into down dog. So you can go through that little flow just to loosen everything up again. Shake it out. Do what works. It's plenty toasty in here. Just let all those stuck spots start to dissolve. So don't judge where it's feeling tighter. Let it all go. Looking up at your hand, step your right foot up right behind your right hand and turn your left foot open at a 45 degree angle. Take your hands to your hips and we'll come all the way up to standing. So your hips are actually going to square to the front of the mat. And again, we'll keep the front knee soft at first. It's just so much easier. Hands at the hips. And what we're going to do is just tip forward, like folding right from the crease in the hips. And start to bow forward and breathe here. Now press into the ball of the big toe of each foot. And keep sucking the right hip back, allowing the left hip to come around. And if you want to fold deeper, start with bent knee. Maybe your hands will come to the earth. Or you can just keep your hands at your hips. But bend the knee enough if you want to get your hands to the earth. And then belly on the thigh. And from there, you can play with moving the leg a slightly straighter. But you shouldn't, you're going to get a stretch if the belly's on the thigh. You feel that? Are you getting a stretch yet? Yeah, good. So we're just going to adjust this hip back slightly. Pull the heart forward more. Do you feel that stretch?
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing, Pam? Good? So you feel a stretch in the back right here again? Good. Right there. Awesome. Let your head and neck relax if you'd like. Oh, there you go. Perfect. Good. And then taking your hands to your hips. With an inhale, come all the way up. And then we'll go ahead and just reach your arms out wide. And you'll have two options here. You can clasp the elbows, or maybe take your hands up your back to reverse namaste, but only if you can get your palms to come together completely. So only if, not if they're like this, because that's just going to bother your shoulders. So try, if you can, you'll walk the hands into complete. Otherwise, just grab your elbows. It's all cool. All right, so here we are. Keep the front knee bent again. And then slowly start to fold forward, whatever works for your shoulders. But you'll notice you probably won't get as far now because you have the shoulders involved. And yeah, you'll feel, right? There you feel the sensation. Be gentle. Be nice. Don't dislocate your shoulder or arm to get somewhere. Be gentle. You're loving your body, this nice body. Gosh, sometimes we're pretty hard on it. If it was a dog, it would run away. Be nice, the nice body. Good, and then inhale, slowly come up. Reach your arms, loosen, reach them up and overhead. Big stretch. And then exhale, hands to the heart. And just listen to your breath. Step the left foot up to the top of the mat, cross from the right, and then we'll just switch. Step your right foot back, coming into pyramid on the opposite side. So the feet are offset slightly. They're not one behind the other, and the back foot is turned open at an angle. And then your frontal hip bones should be starting to face forward slightly. And take your hands to your hips, and then just gently bend your front knee. So we're going to start with bent knee right away, and fold forward, allowing the left belly to come to the left thigh. And if you bend your knee enough, maybe your hands will come to the earth, or if you have blocks at home when you do this, you can use blocks or you can use a chair. There's so many ways to modify these poses, so just be nice about it. Be easy. There's nothing to get done. Just be with your breath. Be with this body. And just feel how your body likes all this attention. You're just lavishing it with attention. Every breath, becoming more and more aware of all the subtle sensations in the body. Usually we just tune out until there's something that's broke or doesn't work. But tune in. It's a perfect time to tune in. Bring your hands to your hips, and with an inhale, we'll slowly come back up again, adding the arm variation. So whatever works for your body, you can, as you open, feel the stretch across the collarbones. As you release, then go ahead and clasp the elbows or reverse namaste up the back. Again, use reverse namaste if you can get the palms together completely. Good. And then inhale, lift your heart, and then exhale. Again, soft front knee. Bend it as much as you need to come in nice and slow and easy. Left belly resting on the thigh. Press the ball, the big toe down, so you can focus on your balance. Draw the outer left hip back, firming it in. Ooh, there you go. Nice. Relax your shoulders and your jaw. Which way? Just clasp your elbows. Yep, you're good. Then you'll be able to flow more. There you go. So just like in life, just unravel sometimes, back up. Do what works, right? Why force anything? Just do what works. Remember, with an inhale, let's slowly come up and release. Reach your arms overhead. Big inhale. Exhale, hands to the heart. Everything is a meditation. Step your right foot up next to the left. Good. And then we're going to cross the right foot over the left. Okay, so cross your right foot over the left, and then we'll reach the arms overhead. So when you cross your feet over, try to make sure your right foot is on the ground, just so you can stay. Okay, and then crisscross your hands at the top, so the backs of the hands are at so it's like whoop, backs of the hands. Yep, crisscross. There you go. And then squeeze your arms straight. Now take your tail under. We're not going to do a back bend. It's just going to be a side bend. So we're going to stretch. So your arms are reaching straight up. We're going to stretch over to the right. So you're going to bow to the right. So you feel this on the outer left hip. Now make your tail, imagine that tail down. Squeeze the thighs, and you should feel this in the outer left hip. Does everybody feel that? Feel that whole left side open up. Squeeze the arms straight. Get longer, like a big smile with your body. Good, and then inhale to the top, and then release your arms, relax and loosen everything up, uncross the right foot, and then just redo on the other side, left over right. Ah, big inhale, arms reach overhead. Recross the other direction, so whatever you just did, do the other side. And then we'll bow to the left. Yep, so you're going to the, there you go. So you should feel this in the outer right hip more. Yeah, there you go. Squeeze the thighs. Yep, try to get both feet planted firmly, whatever that takes. The legs don't need to be straight, so you can bend your knees. So you're working towards the outer right hip here. So just play with it a little bit, maybe adjust so you start to feel more sensation here or there. Cinch in around the waist, tail is down. Get as long as you can in the torso. Really lift up. And then inhale to the top. Exhale, relax your arms, uncross. Good. And then take a big inhale. Come all the way up. Arms reach overhead. Exhale. Swan dive down. Forward fold. Inhale. Lift your heart to a flat back. Good. And then from here, bend your knees enough so both hands can stay on the ground. We're going to put more weight into the right foot and lift the left leg. Good. And work on lifting the left leg parallel to the earth if possible, but pull the heart forward. So now the front knee, keep it soft. Okay, so again, you're going to feel this more in the hamstring if you keep it soft. Otherwise, you'll get into the back of the knee. Not necessary. So inhale, lengthen, lift that left leg. Exhale, bring the left knee in towards your chest. Inhale, lift, lengthen. Exhale, knee to chest. Squeeze. Inhale, lift. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, lift. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, lift. Exhale, in. Keep going. Keep the knee bent on that right leg. Keep it softly bent. And then stay at the top with the leg lifted. And then what we're going to do is just set the left foot behind the right. And then keeping the knees bent, gently fold. Knees very bent so your belly can come to your thighs. So left behind the right. The toes aren't going to match up, so don't worry about it. Crisscross more, actually. Yeah, crisscross. So the ankles crisscross. There you go. Good. And bend the knees so your belly can come to your thighs. Oh, yeah. Do you feel that? Mm-hmm. Good. Aren't you glad you came?
Yes.
Good. Let your head relax. Let your head be like a big ripe apple. Or, okay, a medium-sized apple, ready to be plucked from a tree. Breathe. Keeping the knees bent. We're just really focusing on the hamstring, the lateral IT band. Keep trying to tip the belly, pelvis forward.
But pelvis forward, pelvic tilt. So more like, like this way. Belly stays on the thighs. There you go. You got it, Pam. That's it. There you go. Tipping it forward. There you go. There you go. Awesome. Rocking it out in the hamstring. Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the left behind the right. Let's just uncross. Take your hands to your hips. Elbows back, heads of the shoulders back. Come all the way up to standing. Big inhale, reach and release. And then exhale. And just shake it out. Okay, so wherever you feel any tension, just shake it out, shake it out. Good, and then we'll do it again. All right, so big inhale, all the way up. Take your time. We'll meet you there. Exhale. Shake out whatever you need to. Forward fold all the way down. Inhale. Lift your heart to a flat back. Hands to the earth. So bend your knees enough so you feel your hands steady on the ground. I'm going to put the weight into the left foot. Pick up the right leg and stretch it straight back so your right knee is still pointing down. You don't have to lift it that high to feel this. Keep your left knee bent. It's not about getting that left leg straight at all. Lengthen the heart forward, cinching around the waist so your core is always engaged. It's never not engaged, okay? Really lengthening, keeping that awareness in the core. Okay, it's not engaged in Shavasana. Okay, there you go. I'll give you that. So from here, bring your right knee to your left. Bend it or pull it in towards your chest more. There you go. And then inhale, lift. Lengthen. Exhale, knee to chest. Pull it in. Inhale, lift. Left knee is still bent. You don't have to lock that leg at all. Right knee in. Inhale. Stretch it back. Exhale. Keep going. Just listen to your body. Keep going. If you need to rest at any time, just do what you need to do. And you might find out more is possible than you ever thought was possible for your body. And then we'll stretch the right leg straight, lift, pause, and then set the right foot behind the left. Knees very bent. Bent enough so your belly can rest on your thighs in a fold. And just let your head hang. And just enjoy the stretch. Allow this to be an invitation, a celebration of movement. Just breathe. And then from here, uncross, bring your hands to your hips, elbows back, heads of the shoulders back, come all the way up, firming the belly, reach your arms overhead, drive the heels towards the earth, and then exhale, hands to the heart, yeah, and just follow your breath, inhale, reaching your arms overhead when you're ready. Exhale, swan dive down, forward fold, knees bent. Inhale, lift your heart to a flat back. Bring both hands to the earth, step it into plank position. Lower to the earth, chaturanga, finding the earth again. Reach your hands back behind you, interlace your fingers, lengthen the knuckles away. Good. One more time here, just like we did earlier. Press the belly into the earth as you lift your heart, lift your arms, and lift your legs. Lengthen the knuckles away. So imagine your toes were spreading, the kneecaps came off the ground,
heart was pulling forward, pressing those abdominal muscles into the earth. Keep breathing. And then slowly release. Take your hands alongside your chest. Push up and go right into child's pose. Up and back, resting your forehead to the mat. Sitting back on your heels. Big toes together. Heels can be wide, knees wide. And pause here for a moment before we come onto our back. And when you come onto your back, we'll bring our strap with us. So what if your body could be your best friend rather than something we have to lug around with us? What if you could start to see it as your best friend? Just a question to ponder. And then slowly come up onto all fours, walk your knees through, grab your strap, and come onto your back. And just like before, we're going to keep the knee bent. So in our hamstring stretches here. So on your back, we're going to loop the right foot. And with the knee very bent, extend your right heel towards the sky. So knee very bent. In fact, same thing, belly to thigh. Stretch your left leg straight into the earth and use both hands on this strap. But relax your, you know, you're not really forcing anything. You're really a relaxed grip. Left leg is pressing, lengthening away, inseam rolling in, but right leg, really bent knee. So your belly can come right to your thigh. It's so much easier to get a stretch here. Now, if you wanted to straighten your leg more, you're going to see that with your belly on your thigh, you're not going to be able to get it as straight, but you're going to really feel this more in the belly of the hamstring. Okay, so try to bring the belly or the thigh connection here. Woohoo, I feel it. How about you guys? You feeling that? Big time. So we always work on straightening the leg. Not so much for the hamstring many times. We get too much into the back of the knee and at the sits bones. So really focus on bent knee and then belly-thigh connection. Then, if you want to straighten your leg, waha, there you are. Beautiful. So allow this just to be a celebration. Don't try to judge where you're at or judge what you think you should be feeling. Just breathe. Start to celebrate every moment. It's just perfect, just as it is. If you feel anything in the back of the knee, just bend your knee more. And then release the strap, and then just hug your right knee into your chest. And then wrap your right arm around your right knee, and then just open your right knee out to the side. So it's like you're hugging your best friend, you've got your arm around his neck, and you're just letting it, your right knee open up to the right. Should feel a little stretch. Yeah. There you go. That's it. You feel that? Open up the hip. Good, yeah. Keep the left leg strong into the earth. Flex that foot. Yes. Good. And slowly release and try the other side. So just loop that left foot. Knee bent, right leg goes straight if you'd like. You can also keep your right foot on the earth to make this easier. Otherwise, bring your belly and thigh together here with the left knee bent. Your left heel is probably facing the ceiling at this point. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. There's nothing to get done. Know where you need to go in the next 10 minutes. Just enjoy where you're at. Be fully present with what is. Practice it now when it's easy, when there's not someone honking at you on the road and your kids are screaming or,
or the cat just threw up on the carpet or whatever. This is when it's easier, just practicing being present with your body, and then we get more practice. And then we can take it off the mat and into every part of our life, just being present, just watching, or just observing, maybe not even observing, just being with it. Just having awareness of what's going on without judging it. Pretty sure you're going to feel this in your hamstrings tomorrow. Or not. It'll be yummy. Good. And then release the strap. Hug your knee into your chest. And then loop your left arm around it. So you're like you're hugging your left knee with your left forearm. And then I'll open the left knee out off to the left. So your right leg stays strong. Your right hip stays open. So you're not rolling to the left. You just want to let the left knee open to the left. It might not go very far. So don't worry about it. Just keep your foot flexed, or you can do what feels good in your body. Relax your shoulders. Your body's always giving you feedback, and it's usually very light whispers. And then if we don't listen, we just get the big hammer on the head. And then we feel like, ooh, I just pulled something. It's like whispers come first. So just tune in now to the whispers. And then we'll slowly release and just bend both knees, set both feet to the earth. And then we'll cross the right ankle over the left thigh. Take your left hand, clasp your right ankle, reach your right arm overhead. And then we'll let the knees, or the left knee, and the right foot come to the earth to the left. So you're going to let everything drop over to the left. And then if you have your hand clasped on your left ankle, you can hang on there, or take your left hand and gently encourage your right thigh slightly open to get more of a stretch in your right hip flexor. There you go. So you should feel some immediate sensation. Maybe. Should. Should's not a word that always works out so well. So just focus on whatever you're feeling, okay? Just breathe. Be with it. Be with all of it. If we can just be with all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we can just go, there you go. And then adjust, and adjust, and adjust. No judgment. No conclusions. No story. You guys are awesome. Take a big inhale. And as you exhale, slowly come back to the top and recross. Go the other way. Left ankle over the right thigh. Right hand to clasp the ankle. Left arm overhead. Let everything drift to the right. So the outer right hip and knee might find the earth, usually. Left foot flat to the earth. Yeah, and encourage the left thigh gently open with the right hand if you'd like. And here, I'll just allow the earth to support you. What would it feel like to just feel completely supported, totally, utterly, completely nurtured, supported, and cared for? Allow that to come in for you. Just receive it. Each breath. We'll gently unwind and bring the soles of your feet together for just a moment for reclined cobblers. Allow the knees to drop open. Bring your hands to your belly, connect to your breath. Feel the soft, easy breath at the belly, just like the breath of a baby. So just feeling completely cared for, completely supported, totally nurtured. Every breath, just let go of everything else. You can slide your feet further away to make it easier. You can stay here as long as you'd like, or moving into final relaxation, the Shavasana, where you can let go and just allow this practice to be completely absorbed, integrated into your body. So stay wherever you'd like and come around and give you a nice little stretch. And just use this opportunity, the next 5 minutes, to be with okay with whatever comes up for you. Whatever comes up in the mind, in the body. If the body starts to fidget, just simply notice agitation. Just be the awareness of all of it. It's just a practice of being aware and still being open and receptive to what is. There's no right or wrong. What if there is nothing wrong about you, your body, or anything in your life? There's nothing wrong with it. What would it feel like to be at complete ease in this moment? At ease with your body, with all the stories. Just be at ease with it. And when we can just accept and move into a complete allowing of everything, it can shift and change. We can open to new possibilities, but only when we move into complete allowing for it all to be just as it is. Just loving it into new possibilities. Loving it all. Just take a deep breath as you tap into the infinite possibilities for you in your body. Tapping into the joy of this one moment. And then the next moment. And then the next. One moment at a time. Infinite possibilities as you wiggle the toes and the fingers, waking the body up. And just come up like a cat who just did not want to get up out of the sun, but it was deciding whether it was a good idea or not. Just take your time, moving slowly. There's absolutely no rush. As you take a seat and just notice how your body feels brighter and lighter and more open to some possibilities, and then thank yourself. Namaste.